So we saw the Washington Post, and we've seen other outlets, and the governor himself actually today talk about the fact that this thing can't pass. The governor himself is out there acknowledging the fact that this 48-page, you know, monstrosity of a bill is not going to go anywhere without massive modification. You know, what we're seeing within this building, within the state house itself, we see people on both sides of the aisle, on both sides of this issue. We see people who normally support gun control very uncomfortable with what they feel to be overreaches of fingerprinting of lawful people before they can exercise a constitutional right. Now, keep in mind, unlike Woolard, this has been decided by the Supreme Court. They have affirmed twice that this is a very, very fundamental right to American
case.
Heller and McDonald. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what we're looking at is people in this building are very uncomfortable with fingerprinting. They're very uncomfortable with banning a firearm. They've learned quite a bit about these firearms. You know, these are standard firearms. The governor cannot point to a single person who was murdered last year using what he wants to call an assault weapon. That brings pause to people to say, well, if you were doing this, why? And he will private – if you talk to him, I'm pretty sure he'll privately admit it's in reaction to what people read in the newspapers. Well, do we allow a maniac to decide what car will drive? Do we allow maniacs to decide, you know, homicidal people or deranged people from deciding the aspects of other fundamental rights? And the governor himself stood and said he wanted to turn a license fee into a profit center for the state. That's a license fee on a fundamental right. You can't do that.
If you are a betting man, what is the likelihood that this bill will, or at least this type of legislation, is going to die by midnight April 8th?
Oh, I actually won't take that bet. I think that, like many things in Annapolis, the state of a controversial bill will change more than the weather on a northern Atlantic slope in winter. So what we're seeing right now, though, is a significant amount of pushback. Again, this is not a case of, you know, left, right, or conservative versus liberal. What the governor did was touch upon a number of issues that are liberal values. I mean, the idea of fundamentally taxing a civil right is viscerally something that people react to regardless of which side of the aisle you normally sit. And there's a lot of overreach. I think what we're seeing right now in this building and what we're seeing throughout the entire Annapolis arena are people on both sides getting together and saying, okay, we understand that this was hastily drafted. Let's go ahead and try to remove the most onerous positions, the things that put people in jail, lawful people in jail, and let's really focus on, you know, the goals that the governor has set forth and, you know, how we can attain those without necessarily overburdening the people in the exercise of their rights.